Howdy, folks. Doug McBurney here. The Bob Enyart Live Telethon is on again.
All right, now, we don't need to run tape. We don't need to roll tape. I'm here live. I can do the promo live. It's the Bob Enyart Telethon. Everybody knows it. So glad to have you here. Definitely. We got some interesting things to talk about as far as the Bob Enyart Telethon. And I'm going to get to that, but I want you people to know that we have a goal of $30,000 to keep Bob Enyart Live on the air for another year. On the mighty 670, the 50,000-watt blowtorch for the gospel here in Denver, Colorado. So go to the website, call us at 800-836-9278. That's 800-8-ENYART. Make a donation. Subscribe to Bob's Bible studies, the classic TV shows. Subscribe to Bob's sermons, the tremendous science resources. We have so much to offer. Please get involved with the telethon. We're at, I think, 9,000. We're at $9,000 with only 8 days left in the month. So help us out. Go to kgov.com or give us a call, 800-836-9278.
Warning, warning, there's truth overhead. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink and a nod. You need a man on a mission.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the nation. I am not Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church and the nation's most popular self-proclaimed right-wing religious fanatic, homophobic, anti-choice talk show host. I'm Doug McBurney, host of the Weekly Worldview, sitting in for Bob as he is on assignment, moving the world to the right. Yes, that was actually a live promo right there at the very beginning. It's real live radio. Welcome to Bob Enyart Live. It's so good to have you. So much in the news today. We're going to talk about your grandmother, or maybe your mother, or maybe your great aunt. We're going to talk about her, that's right. We're going to talk about some fantastic new products available at the Bob Enyart Live store. Of course, we're going to talk about Milo Yiannopoulos. Yes, we're going to address the Milo controversy in a way that you will not hear it addressed on any other conservative and or liberal talk show host in the nation. And if we get to it, and we may or may not, we will talk about my prediction that America is now in the age of the celebrity Caesars, and that only celebrities will be elected to significant public office, at least for the near future. We can also talk about other planets and aliens. Yes, we can talk about aliens. We got some of that. And maybe even we'll talk about elephants and mammoths, if there's time. It's such a short show. Time is often restricted, and we're not often able to do everything we want to do. But I do want to remind you to help us with the telethon. We're at about $9,000, only 8 days left in the month, so please help us out with that. But let's get to your grandmother and mine, or your mother, or your great aunt. We're going to go to the Boston Herald for a story that's just, it got my attention this morning. Let me put it that way. And I think that it will hold your attention as well, as Lorraine Walsh, a 76-year-old Boston resident, she's been ticketed for failing to shovel the snow off her sidewalk. That's right. A 76-year-old woman in Boston has been cited, ticketed, and fined $200 for failing to remove the snow in front of her house on the sidewalk, according to, well, just civility and the rules of the community. And the story hit the Boston Herald this morning, well, yesterday, actually, and it's caused quite an uproar there in the Boston area. Last we heard, Tom Brady has not volunteered to shovel her snow, despite the fact that everyone in Boston thinks that Tom Brady would be the first guy to step up and offer to shovel Lorraine's snow. He has not, but one woman has offered to pay the ticket if the city of Boston fails to answer the woman's plea to have the ticket forgiven. Yes. Lorraine was quoted in the news article on the Herald. She says, quote, "I'm amazed at how many people are rooting for me. They're all speaking out." Yes. Now, you might wonder, a $200 ticket seems like a lot for not shoveling your snow. Well, the facts are that Lorraine's brother, John, operates an insurance office out of their home. And so Lorraine was ticketed for $200, a $200 penalty for a business rather than the regular $50 residential citation.
So what has happened with Lorraine Wall since the story broke? Well, people have posted and Facebooked and shared and Instagrammed and Twittered and done all that. And Lorraine herself called City Hall. Yes, she had a long conversation with Code Enforcement Director Steve out there. Steve told her that her appeal needs to be submitted in writing, at which point Lorraine took extensive instructions from Code Enforcement Director Steve and is no doubt working on a submission right now. She has already mailed a letter explaining her situation. She sent a copy of the newspaper article. And she's been told that the appeal will take approximately 2 weeks. And in the meantime, any sane person reading the story says, why doesn't somebody shovel this woman snow? How about that? What about your brother John, the insurance agent, for crying out loud? He can't go out and shovel your snow? Just shovel the lady's snow. Offer to pay the ticket. How about offer to walk next door and shovel her snow? You know, I think that this is a symptom of socialism. I said socialism. I truly believe that we now live in a society where socialists have conditioned people to neglect one another, especially grandma and grandpa and your great aunt and your aging mother. Because after all, aren't there government programs to take care of grandma? I mean, isn't someone from the Social Security Administration supposed to come and shovel her snow? Maybe a representative from the local Medicare office can come down and shovel Lorraine's snow. Well, the neighborly thing to do would be just to go shovel her snow. And by the time the appeals process winds its way through the bureaucracy there in the Boston government, God will take care of her snow because the sun will come out and eventually the snow's going to go away. So it's probably going to be left to God to take care of Lorraine's snow because everyone around her is conditioned to believe that, well, if you tweet about it, you've helped. Or if you offer to pay the fine, well, there's still snow in front of Lorraine's house, for crying out loud. All right, we'll follow up on this and see if there's anyone in Boston who still has the common sense to just go shovel the rain snow. Quit whining about it. All right, so there you have that. Folks, you should take care of your grandma and your grandpa and your aging mother and your neighbor who can't get out of her house to shovel her snow. If that happens, well, go shovel her snow. You could probably use the exercise anyways. Right? Am I right? Tell me. Yes, you could probably use the exercise anyways. Now, I don't want to get to the telethon yet because I don't want to lose you, but I do want to let you folks know about a Fathom event that's coming up this Thursday only, February 23rd, is Genesis History. It's a film that will be screened exclusively in theaters around the country. It's this Thursday only, isgenesishistory.com. Go check it out. If you listen to Bob Enyart Live, Real Science Radio, and Theology Thursday, this is Genesis History. Well, the questions, maybe it's already been answered in your mind, but it is thrilling to see the evidence, both geologic and historic and sociological, that tells us that Genesis, in fact, is history. And we're all looking forward to the Fathom event this Thursday, February 23rd, isgenesishistory.com. Go and check that out. Oh, and one more thing. The Australian website of Dr. John Hartnett is now promoting the Real Science Radio Evidence Against the Big Bang video. Right there, Dr. John Hartnett. That's right, Dr. John Hartnett. The website is BibleScienceForum.com. I'm there right now. And right there on the homepage is Evidence Against the Big Bang, a new video. Praise the Lord. Creationists around the world are, well, they're all part of Bob Enyart Live's efforts and Real Science Radio's efforts to expose the fallacies of the Big Bang and undirected evolution and all of that garbage that people have been brainwashed into believing is true. And so we're excited to see Dr. John Hartnett promoting the Evidence Against the Big Bang video right there on his website. Yes, go there, BibleScienceForum.com. Write these websites down if you don't have time to check them now. And if you're driving, pull over and write them down. Or go home and download the podcast, listen to it later,
and you can check out all this exciting news that's going on. Yes, so we are at about $9,000 in the telethon. That leaves us approximately $21,000 short with 8 days left in the month. And I'm not very good at math, but that's about $3,000 a day that we need, give or take. And so if you could write us a check for, let's say, $4,000, just get us through today and half of tomorrow, that would help to take the pressure off. And we certainly appreciate your support and appreciate you listening and you doing your part to expose the lies of the Big Bang, Darwinism, evolution, and all of that. We're glad that we need your help, and you can feel some measure of satisfaction in helping us in that you can be a part of the collapse of the Big Bang Theory and the relegation of Darwinism into the dustbin of history. Yes, indeed. And all you have to do is help us with the telethon. You can go to kgov.com and go to the store, or you can call us, of course. Don't call me during the show because I don't have time. I've got way too much news. I'm not going to be able to take calls. But our crack staff is on scene right now, ready to take your calls to donate to the telethon to help keep Bob and Yart live on the air. The number is 1-800-836-9278. That's 1-800-8-NYART. 1-800-836-9278. Let's get to Milo Yiannopoulos. I was on Facebook the other night by accident because I finally figured out this Facebook messenger. I wasn't familiar with the messenger application, but on my phone, I saw it and I pushed it, and I had notifications from 2014, 2015. So I started answering them, and I ended up on Facebook. I had to go to my computer because the phone is just too small for me. All of you millennials, good luck with all that. I cannot deal with it. I have to have a laptop. I need at least a 9-inch screen because, I don't know, my vision isn't what it used to be. So I jump on the computer. And one of my conservative friends, who shall remain nameless, was promoting a panel that he will be involved with at CPAC. Are you folks familiar with CPAC? I had a friend ask me, what does CPAC stand for? C-P-A-C. I told them CPAC stands for nothing. Nothing at all. Because CPAC has been a part of the liberalization, socialization, and homosexualization of the Republican Party for about the last 10 years. And I was going to say, he said he was promoting CPAC. I said, I told him the story of, hey, what does CPAC stand for? Nothing at all. Basically, kind of poo-pooing his whole appearance there at the big CPAC convention. And I had seen earlier last week that Milo Yiannopoulos, open homosexual, had been invited to speak at CPAC. And then this morning, the headlines came out that CPAC has disinvited Milo Yiannopoulos from speaking. Apparently, a video has surfaced. It's called in this article at Mediaite, which I prefer to just say Mediaite. I'm just going to say Mediaite. This article at Mediaite says that questionable video clip has emerged revealing the Breitbart editor appearing to advocate for pedophilia. Appearing to advocate for pedophilia. And I'm thankful that that is still called questionable by the mainstream media and that somebody is shocked. But let's get into the facts here. Milo was disinvited from CPAC. Suddenly, he didn't even know about it. And so he took to his Facebook page to issue a lengthy response to the statement from Matt Schlapp over at CPAC. Due to the revelation of a video condoning pedophilia, we hereby rescind the invitation of Milo Yiannopoulos to speak at the CPAC conference, blah, blah, blah. We think free speech is yada, yada. And so Milo has been disinvited, and he was hurt by this. And so he jumped onto Facebook to issue a statement on the situation. I have that right here. I downloaded it and printed it so that I could do it. I could bring it to you on the show today. Milo Yiannopoulos opens his defense of himself on his Facebook page with the following statement. Quote, I am a gay man and a child abuse victim. Now, if you've listened to Bob Enyart Live, you know that we have reached out to Milo to try to offer him some help in dealing with his obvious psychological problems, beginning with his homosexuality. We've offered to help, and I'm looking at this Facebook posting by Milo, and to me, it's a cry for help. Milo says in his Facebook defense, "I would like to restate my utter disgust at adults who abuse minors. I'm horrified by pedophilia. I've devoted my career to exposing child abusers. I've outed three of them, and I've repeatedly expressed disgust at pedophilia. My professional record is very clear," says Milo Yiannopoulos. Now, if you've listened to Bob over the years, you've heard the assertion that most homosexual men were recruited into the lifestyle via molestation by other homosexual men, typically when they were boys. And in the video, Milo, well, he used the word boy. In fact, I can quote here from the video. Milo said in the controversial, questionable video clip that has emerged, Milo says, quote, "In the homosexual world, relationships between younger boys and older men, the sort of coming-of-age relationship, well, those relationships in which those older men help those young boys discover who they are and give them security and safety and provide them with the love, with love and a reliable sort of rock where they can, where they can't speak to their parents," unquote. So that sounds like, well, that's controversial. That sounds like an advocacy or at least tolerance for pedophilia. As spoken from the mouth of Milo Yiannopoulos in a video recorded some time ago. But Milo says, no, he was not advocating for tolerance of pedophilia. Oh, by the way, I want to congratulate CPAC before I go too far. I said earlier, CPAC stands for nothing, nothing at all. Well, now we've found that open advocacy for pedophilia is where CPAC is willing to draw the line. So society has devolved to a point now where even CPAC has said, well, wait a second. When it comes to open advocacy for pedophilia, we're going to disinvite someone who did that. So congratulations to CPAC for finally standing for something. That's even, I know the bar is pretty low. Open advocacy for pedophilia would seem, yes, but they stand for something now. They will not invite an advocate for pedophilia onto the dais. And we want to congratulate CPAC and all of their affiliated sycophants there in the alleged conservative movement for finally standing for something. Milo says, "I have reviewed the tapes that have emerged in their proper full context, and I don't believe they say what is being reported." Now, what is being reported is that Milo was disinvited for advocating pedophilia. And if you heard the paragraph I just read, it's kind of hard to argue with the fact that that's an advocacy or at least a tolerance, an acceptance of pedophilia. But no, Milo says he's reviewed them in their full context. He doesn't believe. He says, "I do not believe that sex with 13-year-olds is okay. When I mention the number 13 in the video," he mentions a 13-year-old. Now listen to this. Milo says, "When I mention the number 13, I was talking about the age I lost my own virginity." So that's Milo admitting that he was molested by a deviant, perverted homosexual. And that has obviously scarred Milo for life. And I just want to offer Milo help, because there is help. You can be helped. You have, there is a God who created you and who loves you and who can restore what was taken from you when you were raped at the age of 13 by that pervert. You can be restored, Milo Yiannopoulos. Even someone like you who, well, whether or not you're openly advocating pedophilia, you do openly advocate deviant, perverted sexual immorality. But you can even be redeemed of that, Milo.
And we here at Bob Enyart Live are some of the few conservatives on the planet who could actually help you. And so we send out a call for Milo to come to us for help. We would love to. Now, let me give Milo his due. He says, I should not have used the word boy in the video. That's just a word that gay men often use to describe young men of consenting age. He says, I should have said young man. But Milo used the word boy because that event is forever burned into his memory that he was an innocent boy who was raped by a pervert, and it has ruined his ability to relate to his creator and to other people without relating through the lens of homosexuality. And it's a tragedy because Milo Yiannopoulos is one of the wittiest, most entertaining and intelligent people in the media right now. But his entire worldview has been corrupted because he was raped by a pervert at the age of 13 to the point where he says things like he said in that video, you know, those relationships in which older men help young boys discover who they are. The reason Milo says things like that is because in order to deal with the pain and the destruction in his own mind and in his own soul, he has become an advocate of what that pervert did to him at the age of 13. He's become an unwitting advocate. Well, probably not unwitting. But initially, let's say when Milo was 13, 14, 15, he was an unwitting advocate, and now it's become a part of his entire persona. And it's a tragedy. And it's a tragedy from which he could be redeemed if he would seek the help of normal people. Now, Milo also said in his Facebook post, I am implacably opposed to the normalization of pedophilia. Now, Milo, you could have left out the term to the normalization. You could have just said, I am implacably opposed to pedophilia. And you could have clued the world in to your own personal hurt and what happened to you. Because that might help people understand the depths of depravity of the perverts who recruit 13-year-olds into a sexually deviant lifestyle that forever corrupts their ability to relate to their creator and to the outside world, except through sexual perversion. So, anyway, I guess that's all. I'll put a link up. You can go read Milo's statement. I'm kind of afraid to link to his Facebook page because you just never know what's going on. You never know what he might say without even thinking about it, without even realizing that it's corrosive and corrupt and perverted. And see, that's what happens when a child is corrupted by an adult. And that's why Jesus said it would be better were a millstone tied around your neck and you were cast into the deepest part of the sea rather than to lead one of these little ones astray. And so, Milo, we're here to help if you want some help. Now, there's a couple of interesting new products up on the KGov store. You can go there at kgov.com/store. Check out the new 32-session, 8-DVD set called What We Believe and Why We Believe It, a production of Bob Enyart Ministries at Denver Bible Church. I believe the price tag on that is $1,000. What We Believe and Why We Believe It, 32 sessions, for only $1,000. Folks, it'd be the best $1,000 you ever invested. And I want to encourage you right now listening, call our crack staff right now, 800-8-ENYART, that's 800-836-9278. Let us know that you want the What We Believe and Why We Believe It set and that you want to give the $1,000. That's the discounted price, the introductory special. And for $1,000, we will send it to you and you will have a better understanding of the scripture, of the world around you, of history, of society and politics and criminal justice, and religion, for that matter. Only $1,000. That's today only. After today, the price will change. It's only $1,000. The other product, this is exciting, just put up on the kgov.com/store, God's Principles of Government.
God's Principles of Government. It's a two DVD set, two Blu-rays, or a video download. All this stuff is available through video download. The price today only, $10,000. Unless you're with the Trump administration, then it's $25,000 for God's Principles of Government. Yes. And if you're being considered as the new NSA advisor, we will send it to you for free. That's the only exception we're willing to make. $10,000 for the average listener to Bob Enyart Live, $25,000 if you're actively participating in the Trump administration, and if you are being considered for that NSA slot, we will send it to you for free because you're going to need it. All right, so there you go. And there's two ways you can help with the telethon. What we believe and why we believe it, $1,000. God's Principles Government, only $10,000, and you would be helping us with the telethon. And you could enjoy a measure of satisfaction in knowing that you are helping us move the world to the right. And you might even help us reach Milo Yiannopoulos, quite possibly. Anyway, we do hope to try to help him now that we know the truth of what happened to him. And it has confirmed our suspicions, because that's what happens to most, you know, most people who end up leading devious and sinful lives. They were misled when they were young and innocent. And that goes all the way back to Eve, Adam and Eve. They were misled and lied to when they were young and innocent, and they really didn't know any better. And that's why God has so much mercy. He knows that we've been misled, we've been lied to, we've been led astray by devious, corrupt, and perverted adults, people who lied to us. And so he has mercy. He has mercy on me. He has mercy available to you. He has mercy, forgiveness, and restoration, even available to Milo Yiannopoulos, one of the loudest advocates for open perversion and corruption who has ever existed on the planet. God is there waiting for Milo to return to innocence. And in Christ, there is the ability to return to innocence, to return to that time before you were corrupted, before you were lied to, before you took part in the rebellion. There is a return to that available in Jesus Christ. And so we invite you to take part in that. And if you want to, you can give us a call and just talk about that if you'd like to. You don't have to make a donation. Call 800-836-9278 and tell somebody that you want to know more about Jesus Christ, because we'll tell you that too. And we do that free of charge. Now, the age of the celebrity Caesars is upon us. Roll Call Magazine is reporting today, actually this is from yesterday, that a member of the Michigan Republican Committee has floated the idea of Kid Rock as a Senate candidate. Did you get that? I said Kid Rock, yes. And now Ted Nugent has come out and said, wait a minute. If there's going to be a senator from Michigan, it should not be Kid Rock. It should be me, Ted Nugent. And so will we ever have another politician who's not already a celebrity run for any significant office? I think not. I mean, when you look at the field, you see John McCain. You see the Hiawatha lady from Massachusetts. I think it's just as good to cast our lot with the celebrities, for crying out loud. But please, Kid Rock, Ted Nugent, come on, people. We can do better than that. Please. America, but I really believe America deserves these degenerates.